VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Attorney General William Barr says the public will soon see a redacted version of the special counsel's Russia report on 2016 election meddling.
Within a week, I will be in a position to release the report to the public, and then I will engage with the chairman of both judiciary committees about that report and about any further requests that they have.
Barr is appearing before the House Appropriations Subcommittee Tuesday. The Mueller report is not the purpose of the meeting, and in a prepared statement released ahead of the session, Barr did not mention it. Instead, the topic of his appearance is the Trump administration's proposed budget for the Justice Department for the fiscal year that begins in October. Barr did highlight Justice Department efforts to protect future elections from foreign interference, saying securing elections is a key issue for the agency. Israelis are voting in parliamentary elections that will determine whether longtime Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stays in office. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Clouded by a series of looming corruption indictments, Netanyahu is seeking a fourth consecutive and a fifth overall term in office, which would make him Israel's longest ever serving leader, surpassing even founding father David Ben-Gurion. But he faces a stiff challenge from retired military chief Benny Gantz, whose blue and white party has inched ahead in Netanyahu's Likud in polls. Official results will begin streaming in early Wednesday, but it may take far longer for a final verdict to come through given the fragmented state of Israeli politics. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen will leave her post this week, opening up one of the most high-profile and influential positions in the president's cabinet. This is VOA News. Police fired water cannons and pepper spray at student demonstrators gathered in Algiers for a seventh straight week on Tuesday, as Algeria's parliament named an interim leader to replace former president Abdelaziz Bouteflika. The protest movement that drove Bouteflika out after two decades in power last week had demanded the ouster of the country's entire political hierarchy. That includes the newly named interim president Abdelkader Ben Salah, a key ally of Bouteflika and the leader of parliament's upper chamber. Tuesday's student protest was timed to coincide with the parliamentary decision, and police moved within an hour of the announcement, dousing the demonstrators with tear gas and water cannons. Gunfire was heard outside the Sudanese military headquarters in the capital of Khartoum on Tuesday. This as demonstrations seeking the ouster of President Omar al-Bashir continued for a third consecutive day. Large groups of protesters have been gathering since Saturday, calling for the end of al-Bashir's 30-year autocratic rule. Interior Minister Bushara Juma said Monday that roughly 10,000 protesters rallied outside the headquarters Saturday. Six people were killed in Khartoum when security forces dispersed the protesters. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is calling on all political parties in Libya to immediately engage in dialogue to reach a political resolution to the conflict there, declaring there is no military solution. In his statement late Monday, Guterres offered UN help to get the dialogue started. Fighting for control of Tripoli between military commander Khalifa Haftar's forces and those of the UN-backed government during the past week has left dozens of people dead. The three founders of Hong Kong's 2014 Umbrella Movement were convicted Tuesday for their roles in the massive pro-democracy demonstrations. Benny Tai, Chan Kin Man, and Reverend Chu Yung Ming founded the Occupy Central Movement in 2013. Well, the University of Virginia won the school's first men's basketball championship, beating Texas Tech 85-77 in overtime. Monday night's landmark victory in Minnesota took on special significance for the Virginia team because they were eliminated in the first round of last year's competition. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.